you know, like stewards for the airplane.
Yeah.
You can do that as a student job. And I was like, that's so cool.
I was saying that I wish I had like work experience with the airport or as an air traffic air traffic officer.
Yeah.
I recently watched a film called Hijack. I don't know if you watched it, with Idris Elba. And it just made me just have interest in planes and the air, you know, like Dubai, you're about to come to London's airspace, you know. I didn't know that's what happens behind the scene, because it's just when we travel, we get on the plane, that's it. But there's so many things going on behind the scenes, you know, before you enter another country. The pilot is, sorry, I was so fascinated by it. But yeah, it's good to try different avenues and see what you want to do. Like, I'm still trying to find a second avenue. I know I love working with children and young people. I always knew I was like a children's person. Is it something that I want to do forever? I don't think so. It's rewarding, but it would be nice to find a backup just in case I get tired.
Yes.
How would you find a backup? Like, I don't know how you should start, you know, because I feel like we're thrown into this adult life.
Like that without like a guidance. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah,
that's true. That was my next question. I wanted to ask you if you think that in this generation, we will be able to stick to one job for the rest of our lives.
I don't think so, because I feel like if you look at our generation compared to like our parents' generation, whatnot, we have a much more harder, like more drive. I think we're quite more ambitious.
Yes.
I've seen people look for multiple streams of income. Yeah. So you have someone that's a doctor, but on the side they do like nails, they do lashes, or they want to be, they're into interior designing. They have like three different aspects. I think you just need to find something that you're interested in. So for example, you do in the bank, which is really good. You tried, you know, you didn't like it, you can now move on to something else.
Yeah.
You might turn around and say, I want to be a business owner for 9 different nail salons in Brussels or something. Brussels. So you can just literally do so much with that. So I feel like the
Are you on the same
Yeah, I agree with what was your question again? I forgot. I don't think so. I've seen a lot of people quit.
Like, my current job, I know I'm going to leave. Yeah, the only reason why I know I'm going to leave is because for me, if I do something here and it doesn't challenge me enough, I'm going to go. I need to be challenged. So when I joined, I've only been with this company for 8 months so far. Within 3 months, I got promoted. After that 3 months, 6 months, I got promoted again.
Oh.
And I can get promoted one more time, but it's just like that last level, it's not really what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if I did it, I would do it. But I just know after that, what's next? I'm going to start asking myself, what more can I do? So I feel like I'm already at my peak with my company. I need to try something else.
And it's crazy how you can like
feel that for yourself, that you need to be challenged to not get bored.
Yeah.
I tell my mom this and she's just like, I don't know how to say it in English, but she's like, you don't have is it a red flask recipe or something? Like, I don't chill, basically. So she was saying to me, just wait it out and see, because it hasn't even been at least 2 years.
Yes.
You know,
it's like, but that's the difference between our mindset and theirs. Because we are more chasing after what we like, what we love,
what we want for ourselves.
And they would stick to the job because they have no other like choice.
That's a survival mode.
And we are not like that. We're like, okay, you're not treating me good.
Right.
So I feel like them, when we tell them, they're just like, these children, they don't understand.
Can't keep up. It's just like, I thought you was doing this. I thought you was doing this job. I left that job like 3 years ago. Keep up, mom. Come on now. I changed. So it's just like, they just want, I mean, professionally, it would be wise to like to stay in a job for a long time, because it shows that you're loyal and you're I mean, if you give someone a CV and they see that you had a job for 2 months, then you move to another job for 2 months and then another 2 months, they just think, why do you keep changing jobs? Are you getting sacked constantly? Are you doing this? No, I don't mean I leave that quick, but if it just needs to challenge me, otherwise I get bored and then I don't like the job and then I start calling in sick too much. Yeah. And just, no, if I like the job, I find myself when it's 5, everyone's leaving work and I'm still there till 5:30 because I want to finish. I want to do more, like, it's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm a workaholic. I don't know if you had that
time. I think you're just like very ambitious and you want things to challenge you. It's an asset. It's like a good thing to have that, because a lot of people, sometimes you don't know like what you want for yourself and you just settle for something that is secure, you know. It's good to have something that's secure because, like, in life, sometimes you have ups and downs, sometimes you don't have money, sometimes you have money. Yeah. But, like, at times, you have to know what is good for you, you know. Yeah. Like, we are more, like, in a generation that is, where there is work-life balance. Okay. I don't know, there's a word, it's life of work. Like, work is less important than life.
You know? Oh. Yeah, it depends
also in what country that you are.
London, that's why you're free. Yeah. I think in London, work is so important. Like, they push for it because I can't remember what country it was, but they were doing a trial for having 3-day weekend.
Really?
So, I can't remember. They were doing practice so that everyone would finish Friday. They'll have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they saw that it worked and it improved people's life balance and so forth. And I think they currently have 3 days off.
Oh, wow.
London, look at your age, mate.
Yes.
I used to do, when I first started, my contract was just 4 days a week, and just having that Friday off was so amazing. But, you know, now I've got a new role and I've been promoted, so now I'm doing Fridays. Just 2 days is not enough for humans. Like, I think we need the 3 day off so we can relax. Everyone will do their work a bit more, you know, work life will be better.
Yeah, better.
But, you know, the government's a business, guys.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
You know,
no, but I like it that you're so passionate about like what you want to do in life, and you have like a vision for yourself, which is probably like something that is not easy to come up with, because we're influenced by a whole bunch of things. Like, you can be this, you can do that, but you choose to like spend your 20s trying to discover what you like for yourself. And I really hope like one day you're just like, yes, you will realize that you're at a space that you've always wanted to be, you know, like a dream.
Yeah, I think I should, like I said, sometimes I can be hard on myself. Where I am now is probably me when I was 12. I probably wanted to be here,
really?
But I haven't realized, like, I haven't accepted that. Like, I need to accept the present moment, but I'm always thinking about the future. Like, I'm just like, okay, this is not good enough, we need to move to the next, we need to do better, we need to do this. But I am doing better than what I was doing 5-7 years ago.
Okay.
Type of thing.
So you give yourself credit sometimes.
I feel like I should give myself more credit than I don't normally do, if that makes sense. I should give myself a pat on the back.
Yeah.
But I don't do it. I don't do it. So yeah, it's just, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard somewhere someone said, like, most of the times you have to listen to what a child say that they want to do when they grow up, because most of the time it's what God has placed in them. And because when you're children, you haven't seen like all the bad stuff, you haven't been like influenced by the negativity of the world and people saying that you can't do this, can't do that. But as a child, you're just like, yes, I want to be a doctor. And you're just like, yeah, I'm going to be that. But like, for you guys, do you think that your life right now aligns to what you wanted to when you were smaller?
I mean, for me, yeah, at first I was going to say no. And then when you said the whole, like, as a child, you know, you don't really know until, like, the first thing you, for example, if you want to be a singer, that's the first thing. You're 3 or 4, you say you want to be a singer. Sometimes it's good to just follow that dream and pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I wanted to be a teacher. Funny enough, I actually wanted to be a teacher. But growing up and going to school, like primary school, secondary school, and seeing how teachers were treated by like school kids, I'm not innocent myself, but you know, it's just, it put me off and I said, I can't do this. I don't know how they do it, like how they deal with children, it's too much. But then it still I took a different avenue, which was still children and young people, but it's just not teaching. And then this job, I had no choice, but I had to do a course. And now I have a level two in awards education training, which means I can be a tutor.
Okay.
So looking back at it, it's like, it's aligned with like what primary school, like childhood me wanted to be.
Yeah.
Now I have this qualification in tutoring, but I don't want to be a tutor, but I have it. Yeah. So that's the goal for my childhood. That's been achieved.
It's come true.
But I didn't realize it till after. And even when I was doing the course and I got observed teaching a class and everything, I was thinking, why am I doing this? I don't want to do it. But I done it. And it was just like, wow, I just achieved some, like a full circle moment. I think that's what you call it. And I didn't realize till after I got the certificate. And I was like, I actually achieved something. It took me more than 13 years to do it. And I done it, so I think it does align. I would say
myself. Oh, that's great. That's good. It feels good.
Yeah, it feels good. Like, in that moment, it felt like at first I was thinking, I don't need this qualification. Why am I doing it? If I pass or fail, I don't care. When I passed, I didn't really celebrate. Then after, I just had a realized like this is actually what I wanted to do. Like, it felt like a testimony for me. I was just like, wow, there's no time frame in things. Like, you can say, I would rather say I want to be this rather than saying I want to do this in 5 years. Because instead of it happening in 5 years, it could happen in 10 years. Because it's what you want to do, but it's also God's timing as well. So you just have to
combine put it
together.
Yeah.
And so now that I have that certificate, I could just, if I wanted to, I could quit this job and just take it further and just go into teaching. What about yourself?
For me, I think I come to alignment with myself, but not in I always said that I wanted to be a singer and
in the medical field.
No, I never said that.
You never said
and,
that.
And come on,
a hairdresser. True.
And this, these are skills that I have, but I didn't
develop them.
Go to school for
it's not
that.
Too late.
It's not too late
because one thing I would say growing up is you always came with the good hair, like she would have like the colors, you know, your hair was long, you had full hair, and you was always singing. And then to hear that, like, you're doing medicine as a degree, it's just like, that's different. I've never heard this before. So you saying that you've always wanted to sing and do hair, it's like, okay, I remember this from young, but never say never. You could be a doctor with a side hustle doing hair, if whether it's selling hair or you could, like, I mean, I see you singing anyway, so you're sort of doing
And that's so interesting. And what you said about God's timing, and that's interesting because I was someone who is really comment dire ça, je planifiais tout le temps.
Planning your life.
Yeah. Yes, in 5 years I will be
God
there.
God will laugh at you. I'm just letting you know, God will laugh at you because I feel like a lot of, I said, 21, I'll be married with 3 kids.
Where are you?
I'm 24 with no kids and not married. So, it's a goal. You can have that goal. I still want to have kids. I still want to be married. But God will say when. If God says not now, then it's not for you now. And if He says yes, it's for you, then it's for you.
So. Because it's really frustrating to put a timing. You will be like not sleeping. You'll be like, oh my God, I have 2 months left to be dead.
I used to do that.
And then you cry in your bed because you're not that person. That's really but what you said is really ça m'encourage en fait.
It encourages
It's a reminder. Ça me rappelle que voilà, je dois être plus cool and laisser tout entre les mains de Dieu.
T'as compris?
No. I'm getting where we're going with this, but it's just how I'm explaining it, it's like, have your goal. So let's say if you want to be a singer, don't say I want to be a singer and do nothing. God won't meet you that way. Like, you have to say you want to be a singer and execute it. So you have to do something about it. So whether it's taking singing classes, doing throwing concert, going on YouTube doing covers and so forth, and the rest, it will just fall into place. If you now say one day you want to, you want to perform in O2, which is a big stadium in London, mm-hmm. or let's say you want to do an international tour, mm-hmm. I would have put a time on it, but it's just work towards
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you know about vision board and all of that?
Vision board.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I see a lot of people do vision boards and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've never done it myself.
No, never?
I've never done like sticking pictures and stick on it because yeah. in the moment it will be fun to do, yeah, but it's just like, I won't look back at it.
Yeah.
I write in a diary though, that's different.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Have you done vision boards?
We've done it.
How does it help? Like,
girl, it doesn't help. Well,
it didn't help
me. It can help someone, but me, it never helped me really. I would put like pictures yeah. on a board. And then I would do it like the 1st of January,
okay?
And then, because you're motivated, like you're on a peak, you're like, yes, I can be this, I can do that and everything. And then by January, not even the 30th, just January 10th, already forgot. I'm back in my old habits. So that's when I realized that vision boards and all of that stuff, it's just not for me.
Okay.
It doesn't help.
Yeah.
And I just gave up. I feel like I also just was exaggerating because I would put like a lot of objectives, yes, to do. And I couldn't keep up with it.
Okay.
It was just too much. So it didn't help.
It did work for me.
It did?
Yes.
Did
you? But actually, you have to understand that a vision board, you don't have to see it like a magic tool.
Yeah,
tool for just, you don't have to stay back and let it happen.
Uh-huh.
You have to work for it, like you said.
Yeah, of course.
That's just a way to always have an image of what you want to become or uh-huh. what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have ideas in our head, but we don't see it often.
Uh-huh.
And so we forget that we want to achieve that goal.
That goal, yeah.
And that's just a reminder of what I want to become, where
so do you
I want to
stick it
be.
In your room.
Yes.
Okay.
And it worked for me for two or three stuff, but not.
Okay. But that's something.
Yes.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Better than nothing.
For me, I think with vision boards, the joy comes from just like taking pictures, gluing and putting glitter.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing this, yes. So I get why people do it, but I think you just have to find your own technique and just go with
yeah.
it. For me, is I write in my diary. I make like 5 goals
mm-hmm.
every year, and I'm just like, by the end of the year, I want to do this.
This kind of vision board.
Yeah, but it's just written, and then by the end of the year, before I go to the crossover, I just open it and I'm just like ticking off what I've done.
So
but
satisfying.
I never exceed more than 5 because I want to be as realistic as
yes.
possible. My goal before I used to say like silly things. For example, during lockdown, I was just like, I need to go to 4 countries this year. COVID came and said, calm down. So that happened. So
yeah. But a lot of people are manifesting
right now. It's very popular as well.
Because I feel like manifesting is good, don't get it twisted, but I just feel like some people manifest and then they forget like God behind it, and it's just like, oh, it's just magical.
Oh,
like
God,
just
the
like, yeah.
Just,
no, my manifestation comes from the Lord's sort of thing. So
His
it's
word,
just yeah.
But I do think like what's interesting with manifestation is the fact that it is focused on your words, what you speak to yourself, what you say about yourself. I think that is like a really good part because sometimes we don't realize how impactful words can be on ourselves, and we're the first person that hear it, you know. When you speak something bad, it can be about someone else or it can be about yourself, you're the first person that hears it. So you hear negativity and of course you're gonna feel it as well. It might not manifest itself like directly, but it will come to pass, you know. Like if your word is like very negative, don't expect a positive life.
Have you heard of the word condemnation? So like condemning yourself.
Yes.
So it's like, I've read this book called Crash the Chatterbox, which is basically crashing negative words and stuff, because it's absolutely right. Like sometimes it's good to manifest because, you know, negative spirits can just come in your mind and just change your child thought. So instead of you saying I am a good person, they'll change your thought and say like I'm not a good person, or I can't do this when you can. If God says you can and you will, type of thing. So it's just like, you're absolutely right with the that don't condemn yourself, try to manifest, reaffirm yourself, tell yourself that you can do this, share positive words, and yeah, that's all I'm
asking. Even when your life is negative, just try to not speak.
Rebuke it.
Because it's very easy to fall into like the negativity and to dwell in it. But I've never understood why we're so easily falling into the negativity but not the positivity, you see.
I don't understand too. I think it's like a psychological thing, you know.
Yeah.
Just always thinking about, I mean, or being like harsh on yourself, because I'm innocent. Sometimes I do it to myself. Like, I could be really harsh on myself, but I think it's just in that moment finding a technique when you find yourself being down and bad or saying bad things about yourself. You just have to find something good to overthrow it. No, I can do this. No, I am this. I am better than this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a mindset that you should build.
So. Yeah.
I really hope that we will build it and try to be very careful about what we say. Yes. All right, well, thank you so much, Abigail.
Thank you for having me.
And yes, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Read the room.